15. As if. Adafel said 3 days. Adafel is seldom wrong, but he is wrong. Corswain goes to the parapet below the tertiary portal. The chapter master is gazing into the drop, surveying the long channel of the pass.
I can't explain it, Adafel says before Corswain even speaks. I was sure we had time yet.
He points. The scree slopes immediately below them are furred in deep ash and snow, but the lower realms of the pass are bare black rock, caught in the wind shadow of the mountain. There is movement, undetected by any of the autosensoria they have set up. Corswain hears a buzzing. The Azif, the night scratch of insects, reckoned in the old deserts of terror to be the call of demons. He sees, at a great distance, a stream coursing along the very bottom of the deep pass. It is just a trickle, like a fresh run of meltwater in spring. It winds beneath the rock shadows, in and out of blackness, but where it catches the hyaline daylight, it glitters like tumbling jewels, blue and green. There's no way to easily judge scale, but Corswain can see that it's not men. A mass of tiny, gleaming shapes. A moving, advancing mat of beetles. Flies. A trickling stream of them, threading up the pass. How many must there be? How many billions must it take to make up a glinting black rill on the floor of the pass? Far below, a gauze of mist drifts across the trackway. When it's gone, there is a figure standing there, gazing up at Corswain on the distant cliff. The stream of insects has halted, as though dammed at the figure's heels. It is Typhon. It is Callas Typhon, proud son of Barbarus, first captain of the 14th Legion. He looks exactly as he did the day Corswain first met him, all those years ago before hell descended. His plate gleams in the cold light. He raises his hand in an almost fraternal salute.
You are broken, he says.
Just a whisper, but Corswain hears it as clearly as he would if they were face to face.
You are broken, Corswain, inside and out. A long game of war comes down to this, and in respect of you, we offer a chance to submit. Submit to us. Do not attempt a final fight.
You can offer me nothing but death,
Corswain yells back. He has to raise his voice so it will carry the 1,000 meters down into the pass. Typhon's soft reply comes effortlessly to his ear.
Of course, nothing but death. But it need not be by blade or violence. Submit, and it will be painless. A gentle decay into silence. We offer this in honor of your worth as a rival. No recrimination. Accept that you are broken, and take this gift from us. Spare yourself the pain of resisting the inevitable.
The voice is commanding, honest, respectful. An offer of honor, warrior to warrior, mindful of dignity, courteous in manner. It is the integrity Corswain would show to a helpless foe. For a moment, he finds himself considering it. It would be so easy to let go, so sweet to relinquish the effort of,
Sire, your grace.
Corswain looks at Adafel.
Hell's blood, says Adafel very quietly. The urge to agree is almost overwhelming.
Corswain nods.
You feel it too. Like an ache in my heart. What's wrong with us? What is he doing to us? He was always witch-blooded, says Corswain.
He looks around. A good portion of his forces are positioned to guard the pass, both above, on the jagged lip of the cliffs, and on the skirt walls and fighting platforms below the portal. There should be more, but they thought they had longer. Many are still undeployed or occupied in purifying the mountain's chambers. They thought they had 3 days. Adafel said 3 days. How could Typhon have reached them so quickly? And why does he come alone, with only carrion flies and churring beetles as an escort? Corswain looks at his men. They are silent and motionless, as though they too have been transfixed by Typhon's offer. It feels as if their hearts have emptied. Carthaeus runs out onto the parapet. He drops to his knees and almost scrapes skids to rest at Corswain's feet.
"Here they are!" he cries. "Your Grace, they are all here!"
"What?"
"He's beguiling you! Against all sanity, they are here already!"
Corswain blinks. It is not possible. Typhon has come alone. He should descend and finish him for his gall, and set his head on a spike to greet the Death Guard army when it arrives. Corswain turns and gazes down into the pass.
"Be gone!"
he yells,
"or I'll cut you down where you stand!"
"Pity," Typhon whispers.
His figure is already dissolving into languid mountain mist. His last word echoes and repeats, slowly blurring with each repetition into the whirring scratch of Azif. In the shadow-thwarted bed of the deep pass, the stream of blackness starts to move again, scuttling and scritching, inching between pebbles and stones towards the base of the portal. But they are not pebbles or stones. They are boulders and age-tumbled blocks. The gleaming shapes are not beetles and flies. They are men. Scale telescopes and shifts. Distance reduces, and the sheer cliffs of the pass seem to soar and tower. There is an army in the pass, a whole army at their door. It is plated in dirt, and where the thin light catches the moving plate, it glints and sparkles iridescent, like the wing cases of scarabs. It swarms towards them.
"To arms!"
Adafel croaks, then clears his throat and repeats the words with more force to clear the strangled break in his voice. On the walls and fighting platforms, the men shift, but it is slow and stunned with disbelief. The air below is suddenly freckled with flies. The buzzing Azif swells in volume.
"Raise the line!"
Corswain snaps at his chapter master.
"Every man, every weapon we have!
Your Grace,
do it! You heard our brother Carthaeus. He has no reason to lie, but by my soul, we are blinded by lies. Typhus infects us with his fever dreams. Go! Go!"
Adafel turns and strides towards the portal, yelling commands. Arms and armor clatter as men respond.
"Are you sure of this?" Corswain asks Carthaeus. "What unfolds below? It's not just another warp-conjured trick to drive us mad?"
"Upon my life, no, Your Grace,"
the warp-seer replies. Corswain sees the odd symbols and wards chalked on the man's plate.
"Zahario has read it. He sent me with all urgency. They are here, and upon us already."
Corswain unsheathes his warblade and glares down into the pass. The gulf below is full of churning black forms. Clouds of flies smoke the air like the vapor haze of a cataract. The Dark Angels had the advantage of height and the natural choke point of the pass, but the enemy is already teeming up the rocks, like black water running uphill against all laws of nature, impossibly ascending even sheer rock to the first of the fighting platforms. The grip and purchase of the warriors as sure and effortless as spiders on a wall. He thought they had days to prepare, days to lay up their defense and edge their blades. They do not. He raises his sword in the brumal light.
"Kill them!"
is his only command.